You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Folk Alliance International in Montreal, and I am blown away to be able to bump into Fiona Klein. And I was just saying to her how I'm looking forward to going to Donegal in June. Fiona, thank you so much for coming along and saying hello.
Absolutely. Hello, Austin.
And it was so wonderful to meet you. And I've listened to your recording with John, and I know how special John was to all of us in the folk, and how precious he was to the Irish.
And Ireland was precious to John.
Yeah.
John found, well, not only family, obviously, when he married me. He married my whole big family.
Sorry.
But he was so beloved.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. he was loved by my family and then the wider community.
Yeah.
We've had a home in Kinvara, County Galway, for years.
Yeah. Right.
And so we spent a lot of time there, and I still go back.
Kinvara is beautiful.
It is.
Because I was talking to David Howley last night.
Oh yes.
David and I've talked to Declan O'Rourke as well.
Yeah.
And
Declan's a great friend.
Yeah, we've gone down to Kinvara anytime. We've got lots of times.
Do you go to Mary Green's?
No, we.
Mary Green's pub. Mary Green is just one of the greatest women in the west coast of Ireland.
Right.
She and John were great friends, and he would bring his guitar down there into the bar and sing. So
are you spending much time in Ireland these days? Or?
You know, right after John passed, I did spend quite a bit of time over and back, but I am probably not going to go off as often.
Right.
Maybe once or twice, maybe once this year.
Right.
You know, I've got to settle down here. I have a lot of work to do.
Right.
You know, we're working still with John's label, Oh Boy Records, and adding to the roster, and we're getting ready to go into post-production on a concert film by John, and so you know, a lot of projects, and I need to concentrate, and stay here for a little while.
I know. I know I would love if there was anything that was I know my audience would be interested in anything to do with John, but if there was anything specifically Irish that you're working on at any stage, I'd love that we could connect so we could share with the Irish community in Canada.
You know, it's interesting because of course at Folk Alliance you get to meet so many people and great people. I mean, we get to have this short conversation and we're making this contact, and this is what folk music's all about.
Indeed.
So I just had a chat there with the folks from Culture Ireland.
Yes.
Yeah, and you probably know them. And
indeed.
So we're scheming up some things.
Excellent.
We're scheming up some things about maybe taking some artists over to Nashville. And after John passed, I started a foundation, the Hello There Foundation.
Yes, I saw that, yes.
Which was really just a reaction to losing that kind of generosity that John spread in the world. So we have done a lot of work, and we've actually just passed the $1 million mark that we've granted to communities all over America. But one of the things that we do is we bring a concert to Nashville every year.
Right.
A celebration of John and his music. So hopefully this year we'll have some Irish artists.
Brilliant.
Yeah. That maybe the audiences haven't yet really heard from.
Yeah.
But are just fantastic. So that's exciting. Yeah.
Fiona, I don't want to delay you.
Yeah, my taxis are on
the plane. I know. And your plane. Well, I was going to say planes don't wait, but at the moment.
I know. Travel's been difficult.
You could be waiting for the plane.
Yeah. But hopefully not today.
Hopefully not.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome.